Hi everyone, I hope you guys are having a good day today. In this week's video, we're going to be talking about how not being able to resolve your problems will lead to the end of your relationship. So your relationship should be a connection that you have with your partner. This video can apply to any relationship, but this one is going to be geared more towards a romantic relationship, where you have a strong, close, personal connection with this individual. If you can't resolve your problems, you're not going to be able to actually have a healthy, happy relationship, which is the whole point or reason for being together. Anyways, so I would like to talk about a couple things that you guys might be able to do that might help you guys resolve your issues. So we want to start off by talking about things that inhibit communication, past traumas, coping mechanisms, and repeating patterns. So these are all going to be things that are going to come up in every relationship. For example, person A has a tendency to be defensive and critical, and person B has a tendency to be to overcomplicate and for being pessimistic. So you want to get to know your person so well that you understand what coping mechanisms they engage in. You want to be able to maybe even do some research on it. You can even become informed. You can even ask them. When you ask, make sure that you are not defensive or critical. You want to ask because you want to understand why this individual is engaging in that behavior, not because you want to necessarily stop or control them. The second point that I want to talk about is not being able to express your needs. When you can't express the way that you feel, most likely you probably have issues saying no or setting healthy boundaries. This can usually come from childhood homes where you experience neglect, physical abuse, or emotional abuse. So if you have these types of barriers preventing you from communicating with your partner, you want to be able to dissolve them as much as you can so that when friction does occur between you, you don't have to deal with an extra trigger within yourself as you're trying to resolve issues with your significant other. So because of this, we want to retrain ourselves to be able to communicate our needs. So we want to be able to do some emotional processing work here. We're going to go into our internal feelings, and you want to feel whatever it is that is preventing you from communicating your needs, your wants, your desires, your boundaries. And whatever it is for you, you want to stay there with yourself until it slowly dissipates on its own. You might have to continue to do this, but you'll notice that every time you do this, some little aspect of you being able to communicate your needs, wants, and desires will be easier each time. So you don't have to worry about doing this all at once. Just do as much as you can, and that is enough. Your body knows how to heal. It knows what you're ready to heal. So you don't have to worry about controlling the process. I do want to talk a little bit about coping mechanisms. There's a whole list of coping mechanisms. We did talk about becoming familiar with your partner's coping mechanisms earlier, but I just want to give a couple examples here. So we have coping mechanisms such as defensiveness, aggression, denial, and etc. You don't have to know all of these coping mechanisms, but they're going to help you to understand what is preventing you and your partner from having a clear communication, because that's what's really getting in the way of you guys solving your issues here. With these defenses, either you or your partner can try to do emotional processing on them as well. So let's say that my partner feels defensive. When he feels defensive, he can choose to process and feel why he feels that way, so that the next time we have an argument, his defensive aspect won't completely destroy our attempt to communicate our needs here. So a lot of the time when partners are trying to communicate with each other, especially when they're arguing, it can feel almost as if you're in some sort of like war, where you feel like your partner is against you and you have to fend for yourself and you have to advocate for yourself, you have to take care of yourself because the other individual can't be trusted, or whatever it is for you. So something that can help de-escalate this fear or panic is knowing that you want what is best for you and the relationship, and also being able to express what you really want. So it can look something like this. I know that we are arguing right now, and it makes me feel scared because of this. But I do want to tell you that I would really like to find something that works for both of us, because I care about you and I want you to be part of my life and I want you to be happy in this relationship. So expressing your vulnerability with each other and expressing your intention, whether the intention is for you to find a resolution or the intention is for you to be able to be there for each other, is going to help you guys feel closer to each other and to feel less defensive or less likely for any one of your guys' coping mechanisms to take over the conversation. So you want to really get to know your partner. You want to get to know his or her coping mechanisms. You want to know his or her patterns, including past relationship dynamics, because most of the time those relationship dynamics will be carried from relationship to relationship to relationship. And that's also what can make these things especially triggering for an individual, because it's not just something that is occurring in one situation, it almost feels like it's something that they're cursed with, that they feel they have to keep feeling. And it's like this feeling of being maybe unjustly treated by people and not understanding why they keep doing this to you, so you naturally become defensive. So once you've done all this, you should be able to get to the point where you are able to openly discuss solutions that you both can agree on. Because you have to understand that if you're just fighting for yourself, your point of view, or to be right, or whatever it is that you're trying to get from this, and you're not trying to work on this as a team, which is what a relationship should be like, then you're gonna be stuck, because you can't have a relationship by yourself with another individual. And you need to be able to actually give or add to the relationship in some way. And if you're not able to do that, then you're not going to be happy in the relationship. So it's better to be able to either communicate what needs you have and try to resolve them, or figure out exactly what you want and see if you can get that from them, but also having that be something they also want to give. And I'm talking a little bit about compatibility here, So you need to make sure that your partner shares a lot of the same values as you. You need to make sure that your partner either complements your attributes or enhances them or adds to them. Because if you're not compatible, it's kind of like trying to fit something together that should not work. And it's going to make you both miserable because you're going to be trying to be something you're not for someone who you shouldn't have tried to be in the first place. But because people experience a lot of trauma in their childhood, there can be a lot of shame around people's personalities that they feel that they need to be a certain thing for certain people when they were just raised in an unhealthy childhood environment and stuff like that. So if that's the case, if there is an incompatibility that, or incompatibility in general with both of you here, this is something that you really need to look at because if you don't, it's gonna be something that can destroy your relationship and destroy your life in a way. Because a relationship should be something that adds to your life and that enhances your life. But being in the wrong relationship is something that can easily have a really negative effect on the rest of your life. I do offer some emotional processing on my website here. I will have a link in the description box below. Here it is. You can just add it to your cart. And here's a description. I also have reviews. If you guys are the type of people that tend to find individuals that you're not compatible with, that the more that you love yourself, the more that you accept yourself, the more that you are there for yourself, the more you will find people who will love you and accept you exactly for the things that you're good at. So that individual is gonna be like, "Oh my God, I love this thing about you." And you're gonna be like, "Oh, that's so strange because I've never had someone say that about this thing that I like doing." And it should be like that about other things. And that's what makes relationships so valuable. You understand that this individual adds to your life and amplifies your life and helps you grow as an individual. And that's all I have for this video here. I hope that I helped you guys. I hope that you guys took something from this video, and I hope you guys have a good day. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.